Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, how are you?
Hayden, you know how you always say that as an administrator, I'm weak, ineffective, and spineless?
Yes.
And how you say that when it comes to dealing with the trustees, I'm intimidated and cave in at the slightest resistance?
Yes.
And how you say when it all comes down to it, I'm just a gutless, wimpy jellyfish who's only concerned with covering his own behind?
Well, I never said that, but that's a good one.
Anyway, I just came from my budget meeting with the trustees, and let me tell you something, Mr. Bucko. This jellyfish just became a man of war.
What are you talking about, Howard?
Thanks for my putting the screws to the trustees. The football program is getting an additional $250,000 for improvements.
You're kidding.
Here it is. And I don't want to hear any more about how you're doing a first-rate job at a second-rate school.
Howie, this is great. You did it. Look, guys, he did it.
Congratulations, Howard. Man,
you know what this means? We can finally become a top-flight football school. We just don't have to go begging anymore. We can get exactly what we need.
Hey, you know what would really be great?
Just a second, Lieutenant. First thing we got to do is we got to build a roof over the practice field. Kids come here. They take a look at the field, see snow on it. They don't want to come here. Half the money's going to go there.
That's great. That's great. You know what else we really
need? We need to modernize the weight room. That stuff's it's over 20 years old. Why, that's 60,000 right there.
Wait, we got to do that. But you know,
we got to redo the locker room, huh? For the players, that'll be 40,000.
We're all thinking of locker room. We're like three guys sharing one brain. Yeah. You know what else would really be terrific?
Oh, hey, if we got the estimates for the new whirlpool. And the video equipment we were talking about. And those wireless headphone units. And the new scoreboard.
Yeah, well, how much does that leave us with?
Oh, no.
Leaves us with $30.
Yes! What do you mean, yes? The thing you've been yelling about, the thing you gotta have, costs less than $30?
$29.95. Electric socks.
Electric socks?
Electric socks. You don't know how many years I've stood up in that field, jumping up and down, just trying to keep my feet warm. Electric socks take care of that.
Luther, why don't you just go out and buy those yourself?
$30 for socks? You nuts.
Coach, great news. We got the bids in. I'm putting a roof over the practice field. It's going to be $5,000 less than we thought.
Hey, great. Well, maybe we can take some of the money and fix this place up, too.
Hey, I got a great interior decorator for you.
Don't tell me. Art Hipke.
Art Hipke? Why would you guess Art Hipke?
Because anytime you need anything done for you, you always seem to get Art Hipke to do it for you.
Oh, come on, Hayden. Just because Art Hipke is a great dentist and a terrific barber and a very successful restaurateur and a fine agent doesn't mean he knows anything about interior decorating. You have to have years of training to be an interior decorator. You have to have years of experience, like this decorator I know.
Who is it?
Mrs. Hipke.
Isn't she your accountant?
Yeah, but she's trained as an interior decorator.
Hey, Howie!
Hey, Howard!
Howard!
I have to say this fast. There's something I didn't mention yesterday, you know, about the money.
What about the money?
Well, in order to get it for you, I had to take it from some other sports.
Oh, Howard.
Well, I did it for you. I thought you deserved it.
Well, Howard, you can't do that. You can't take it from the other coaches. I work with those people. We're like a fraternity. You can't take money from baseball, basketball, and wrestling.
I didn't take it from them. I took it from fencing, crew, golf, and field hockey.
Oh, so what's the problem?
There are four coaches here to see you.
The problem is they're furious and they want that money back.
Well, good luck. They're not going to get it.
That's it. That's what we need. Someone to stand up to them.
Coach Fox?
Excuse me?
Nice to see you again, Hayden.
Yeah, welcome. Nice to see you too, Edgar.
Edgar.
Oh.
Now, I know over the years there's been a certain amount of animosity between the fencing department and the football program.
Well, I've never felt any of that animosity.
Well, there was that time at your annual barbecue when you used our fencing foils to make shish kebabs.
Well, you know, a lot more people showed up than we expected. Plus, we returned them right back to you.
Yes, with little chunks of gristle and bits of peppers and mushrooms on them.
So, where's all this leading, Eduardo?
Howard Burley just sent us a memo informing us that because $250,000 earmarked for our sports has to go to the football program, our teams have been eliminated. We have been reassigned to the physical education department, where we'll continue to draw salaries as gym teachers. Can you imagine me as a gym teacher?
Us having trouble buying him as a fencing coach.
Look, I am really sorry, but I don't see what your problem has to do with us.
Well, why should football be entitled to millions of dollars when our sports are eliminated?
Because football brings in millions of dollars in revenues. Hundreds of thousands of people go to see football games. Well, your sports... when it comes to your sports... I'm figuring out a way to put this delicately.
Nobody cares.
Oh, me too.
Well, it's true, Hayden. Who wants to go see college golf or crew or... What are you supposed to be again?
Field hockey.
Field hockey or sword fighting.
Fencing.
Well, there's the problem right there. If you call it sword fighting, maybe somebody'd show up.
For your information, the arena was full when we locked horns with the Fighting Illini.
Arena?
Classroom.
Look, it's not just you, Edgar, but who the heck wants to see canoeing or how much golf can you sit through? I play golf.
Field hockey is very exciting.
Anyway, the bottom line is this. You don't get any money if you don't bring any in.
Well, if that's true, why aren't they cutting the baseball team?
What do you mean?
They lose far more money every year than we do.
You can't cut baseball. This is America, pal.
Okay, then, what about hockey? That team costs a fortune.
Look, Edgar. Football and hockey are way up here. Well, your sports are about here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but at least you're not way down there with Parcheesi and Scrabble.
So, you think every other sport is more important than we are?
Yeah, except for Parcheesi and Scrabble.
Well, I hope you're ready for a good fight, because this isn't over.
Oh, don't go away mad, Enrique.
I thought so.
Howard! Thank you for putting me in this position. Now you get out here. Howard, come on. I know you're in there.
Are you mad at me?
Well, I'm not thrilled with you. Now get out here.
I don't think we should see each other until you cool off.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Come on, let's go to lunch.
Did you want to see me, Hayden?
Oh, yeah, did I want to see you. Did you see the paper this morning?
Oh, yeah. That Garfield.
Oh, man. Howard, the sports page. You got me into this. How come you're not getting me out?
I spoke to that reporter. I defended you as best I could.
When asked about the situation, athletic director Howard Burley replied, "No comment."
No comment? Well, what did you want me to say? That it's all my fault?
Yeah, that would have been a good start.
People will see right through that, Hayden. They know I don't have a mind of my own.
Well, how come you're not sticking up for me? This makes me feel like nobody's on my side.
Well, you don't want me on your side, Hayden. People can't stand me.
You could have told the reporter to give me a call, and then I could have given my side of the story.
They didn't want your side of the story.
Oh, come on, Howard. He's the coach of the national champions. He's the biggest celebrity in the state.
And that is the problem. He's too powerful now. People love an underdog. They love the little guy. That's why so many people name their children David. You never see a little kid named Goliath.
What am I supposed to do? Just stand here and take all this?
They built you up to be a hero. And now piece by piece, they are tearing you down. They are going to rip you apart, and they're not going to stop until there's nothing left. That's their job.
On the positive side, once they've destroyed you, you'll be the underdog again.
Well, I'm not going to let a bunch of people destroy what's taken me years and years to build up. Those reporters don't want to hear my side of the story. To hell with them. I have the most powerful weapon in the world. I have a wife with a TV show.
That's right. You can use Christine.
I'm going on the show, and you are coming with me.
Oh, no. I can't go on Christine's show. You'd be putting me in the awkward position of having to have an opinion. I mean, it's one thing for me to have an opinion in this room, but publicly?
You got me into this. Now you're going to get me out.
You think Christine's going to go for it?
Of course she'll go for it. She's my wife.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Hayden, how's it going to look if I'm sitting next to you while you're using my show to give your side of a controversy?
Well, then don't sit next to me. Sit next to Howard. Come on, Christine, they're killing me here. I need a chance to clear my name.
mind, then let's have you and Howard and the fencing coach on the show.
Oh, no, I don't want to go on a show with Edmund.
That way we can hear both sides of the story. That's the only thing that's fair.
I don't want to be fair. If I wanted to be fair, I'd go on a stranger's show. You're my wife. Why do I have to be fair?
In this case, my obligation as a journalist outweighs my obligation as your wife. I have to show all sides of a story, Hayden, so people can have the facts and make up their own minds. I have to be objective and honest and ethical.
No, you don't. You're a talk show host.
Well, that is the only way I'm going to do this.
Oh, gee, God darn, oh, gosh, okay. Well, you do agree with me on this, don't you?
I can't tell you. I haven't heard both sides of the debate yet.
Well, listen, Christine, let me just say one thing, and I don't want to influence you in any way on this, but if I go on a show and if I come off looking bad, then people are going to think, you know, I'm a big, stupid jerk, and then they're going to think you're married to a big, stupid jerk, and won't that bother you?
Oh, don't worry, Hayden. That never bothers me. In the last few days, a furor has broken out on the campus of Minnesota State University, where several sport programs have been eliminated due to economic difficulties. Our guests today are Edgar Steuben, former fencing coach at Minnesota State, whose team is one of those affected, Howard Burley, athletic director at the university, and Hayden Fox, coach of the reigning national champion Minnesota State football team. I should point out that Hayden is also my husband, although he'll be receiving no special treatment here today.
And if this doesn't go well, she'll be receiving no special treatment at home tonight.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Armstrong.
Hello, Miss Armstrong.
Edgar, tell us what you did when you found out that your team had been eliminated from the sports budget.
Well, I and several other colleagues went to Coach Fox and told him that if he turned down his extra funding, we could all survive.
To which he said?
Go to hell.
Oh. Never said that.
With all due respect, Coach Fox, those were your sentiments.
Well, those are my sentiments for everything. Can't nail a guy for what he's thinking. Howard, you have some thoughts on this subject, don't you? Howard?
Yes?
Would you like to say something?
No, thank you.
Christine, if I may interject here, everybody knows that college sports is a business. And any college, football and basketball are the sports that bring the bucks in. These other sports, they don't make money as a rule. For instance, at Minnesota State, football is allotted about 50% of the athletic dollars, whereas we bring in about 80% of the revenue. You agree with that, wouldn't you, Howard?
I don't know.
Edgar?
I'd like to know why it is that no one wants to see fencing. Is it because the sport has no appeal? Or is it because so little effort has been put into getting the message out that fencing is a beautiful, graceful, primitive contest?
I would say the former.
You see, the truth of the matter is, Hayden doesn't think fencing is a real sport.
Oh, not this again.
Have you ever fenced, Coach Fox?
What?
Have you ever grasped a foil, stepped onto the piste, stood on guard, parried an attack, and followed with a riposte?
Does anybody know what the hell this guy's talking about?
Actually, I think it's clear he's describing the procedure of fencing.
Was that clear to you, Howard?
Oh, yeah, I got that. Would you like to try it?
No, I forgot my tights.
Come on now, you're an athlete. Surely a real sportsman like yourself would have no problem with a little sword fight, right?
What is this going to prove?
That fencing deserves the same respect as a sport that football gets.
Go ahead, Hayden. This is your chance to make us look good.
Okay, okay. I'll play pirates with you.
Good.
Yep.
Here's your weapon. Now, hold it like this.
How do you feel? Don't talk to me while I'm holding this.
Stand like this. Now we touch swords to begin the contest. Yes. Mm-hmm. And now we start.
Yeah.
Pretty easy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're really getting the hang of it, huh? It's not much of a sport, is it?
Nope.
Ow! Hey! Oh, come on!
Take a little break, and then we'll be right back.
And we're clear.
Oh, honey, are you okay?
Oh, well, geez. Isn't this a great debate?
This reminds me of the famous Kennedy-Nixon debate. You know, the one where Kennedy shoved Nixon over the couch?
Are you hurt?
What do you care?
Well, I didn't mean to knock you over.
You mean to poke me in the stomach?
Yeah.
20 seconds, people.
God. You know, for your first time, I thought you did very well. Move over.
And in four. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome back. Well, wasn't that fun? Hayden, what do you think of fencing now?
Well, I can't say I enjoyed it. I mean, you know, obviously it takes a lot more skill than I thought. I think it's a legitimate sport.
Thank you.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you should take money from a successful program that needs it to subsidize an unsuccessful one.
That needs it more.
Well, wait, are college sports just about money? Howard, you're the athletic director.
Oh, God.
What is the difference between professional sports and college sports?
Well, professional sports are basically played by professionals, while college sports are played by collegians. Look at Christine. I don't think fencing should disappear. I think they deserve all the money they need, but not at our expense.
There's only so much money available, and you're hogging it all.
It's our money. Our team earned it. Plus, we pay for 12 other sports.
Well, why them and not us? We have the smallest budget in the athletic department. Now, is that being fair?
So, year after year, you're going to be taking money from us? Is that being fair?
Hey. Why not just take it from the band?
Okay.